Okay, Radio City Talker, this is a kickoff. I'm Steve Hoversall. Right, for some fans, they're lucky enough to be out there in Basel. Others are going to have to watch it, of course, back here. It's going to be fever pitch in the city as well as in Switzerland. And many will be watching the BT coverage, which Michael Owen will be part of. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm one of the lucky ones out here in Basel. So, yeah, I'm sure plenty of people are pretty envious. It's the tickets are quite expensive out here, let's say.
Right. What's it like there already? We've heard lots of stuff about the stadium not really being fit for a game of this size, a game of the magnitude of having Liverpool in a European final. Are you already sensing that this is a city that will be able to cope with it or not?
Well, I don't think it will, if I'm honest. I think it's. I don't think they bargain for a team as big as Liverpool with their following to get into the final. You can understand that, you know, UEFA want to share it around, to take the Europa final to different countries, to give people a look at the big game such as the Europa League final. But as I say, I'm pretty sure that if they knew Liverpool were in town, then they'd be picking a bigger stadium than this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, that's to one side. It is going to be played there. There'll be thousands of Reds fans, I'm sure, plenty more than the 10,000 that the initial allocation was given for. That support will play a big part for the game in the St. Jakob Stadium.
Well, it always does, yeah. I mean, I've obviously been privileged to be part of that and to have played in the Europa League final, UEFA Cup final, as it was back then when we won in Dortmund, and the scenes there were amazing. Obviously, Dortmund was a huge stadium, but even then, the hordes of Liverpool fans that travelled out there was just brilliant, and what a season that was. But it's an exciting time for Liverpool, obviously, and the fans are going to be here in their thousands, and hopefully most of them get to see the game. But if they don't, then I'm sure they'll be getting to see on TV somewhere and cheering them on.
You've got incredible memories of that historic treble, and of course, as you mentioned, in Dortmund, the Westfalenstadion. What did it mean to you, and reflecting on it now, because that's your sole European honour, isn't it? But what does it mean to you?
Yeah, it was a huge season, really, and I think, you know, this time for Liverpool as a club, I think it's really important, because it's the one thing that's there, that's tangible, that's going to qualify us for the Champions League next season, should we win it. I think when we go back to when I won it, you know, all those years ago, we were just off the back of winning the League Cup. Then it was the FA Cup, and it was qualifying for the Champions League through the league as well. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, what's the next game? Oh, it's the UEFA Cup final. So, I mean, it was all happened so thick and fast back then, but we've had plenty of time to prepare for this one, to get excited for this one. It is the season, really. It's the season all rolled into one. You know, if Liverpool win this, and you know, it's a European trophy to add to the honours list, and just as importantly, it's Champions League next season, which is exactly where we want to be.
You can draw parallels with 2005 and 2001. I think especially if you looked at, say, the first halves of the season, when things weren't exactly pure and a little bit bumpy, a little bit rocky, then all of a sudden the teams hit their strides in both those years and went on to sort of European glory.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, I followed Liverpool right the way through this season with BT Sport, obviously doing all the games, commentating on most of the games. And in the early games, it was quite tough watching. There was a lot of nil-nil draws out away in Europe, out in far-flung places. It's a long, old process to get to the final of this competition. It's a hard, hard competition to win. And you look at the teams that Liverpool have had to play, obviously Manchester United, Dortmund, Villarreal in the last game, and it's all come to a crescendo in many ways. The performances have got better and better and better. I think the level of expectation and hope and excitement is all building as well. And, you know, this is a team that can certainly win. I think Sevilla have got an amazing record themselves in this competition, but Liverpool are just, you know, you just get a sense that they're on form at the moment. In the important games, you know, when they need to pull out a performance, I just think Jurgen Klopp's men are ready and ripe for it at the moment.
Yeah, it's very, very positive. Perhaps one of the most surprising things is these are players that maybe 5 or 6 months ago, the press, the media were pointing fingers at. Even the fans, you know, they were looking at the likes of Emre Can and saying, you're not consistent enough. The back four were getting ripped to shreds by the media. You know, Daniel Sturridge, where's his head at? Firmino hasn't settled. all of a sudden Klopp has turned this same group of players into believers.
And that, for me, is what a manager should be doing. And I was a little bit concerned at the start, I must say, when everyone was saying, you know, it's going to take one or two transfer windows to get Klopp's team. And I thought, well, yes, you've got to have your own imprint on a team if you're a manager, no question about it. But what a new manager, what a new coach has got to do as well is improve what he's got. And there's no question whatsoever that you look at around the Liverpool squad at the moment, the likes of Lovren and Lallana and Origi before he got injured, there's so many players that are, you know, playing as good as we've seen them play at Liverpool. And I think that's the hallmark of a good manager is getting the best out of what he's got before you then go into the transfer market and sort of add to what you've got and try to fill in the missing blanks. You've got to be able to produce a better side than the previous manager. I think Jurgen Klopp's got that sort of role now. He's on a roll. All the fans are really behind him. The players are believers. So I think it's just exciting times, and it could end. The season could end on a real high, and then, well, I mean, over the summer it's just going to be fever pitch. Mm. The excitement for next season, hopefully, with the Champions League campaign to look forward to as well.
You could play under Jurgen, couldn't you, Michael?
Not anymore. I'd love
do you know
to
what I mean, there, though? Arm round the shoulder manager.
Yeah. He's great, and of course I'm privileged to be sort of in and around the Liverpool squad and certain times, do a bit of ambassadorial work for the club, and obviously doing the television, you're often in the tunnel before games, and he's just so infectious. He comes over to you with a big smile. He's sort of, you know, wanting to shake your hand, wanting to have a chat. I think he's just everything that Liverpool is about, really. I think the fans love him, the players love him. I think it's just a real happy camp at the minute. The staff as well love him, and I think I think there's something building really nicely at the club at the moment.
Michael, just give us the rules you abide by ahead of a European final. Don't touch the cup. Other things. What are the basic principles of being at a European final?
Well, as a player, then. Yeah, you're quite regimented before a game, obviously. The amount of sleep, your diet, the times you eat and everything else like that. And then, of course, all footballers, or I certainly was, are superstitious as well. So putting on the certain boot first, putting on a shirt at a certain time and all the rest of it. But as you say, you certainly don't touch the trophy before you lift it. And incidentally, this is the heaviest trophy in the game, I'm pretty sure. But I struggled to lift it when all those years ago. But it'd be a brilliant one to win. It really would.
It's the same trophy, isn't it? That's what's actually quite nice about this. It's the same one that you, I was going to say, lifted, but struggled to lift.
Exactly. It's probably bigger than me back then. But it's the same one. It's an iconic trophy, and I think we've had a few years now with everyone thinking the Champions League is the be-all and end-all, but you try winning this competition, this in many ways is as hard as winning the Champions League. You've got to beat Champions League standard teams to win it, and the competition lasts a lot longer. It's a real hard one to win, and Sevilla deserve a load of credit. They've had a fantastic sort of time in recent years, but I'm pretty confident it's Liverpool's time this year.
I know you're a massive Liverpool fan. You're ambassador for the club, as you mentioned, as well. You'll be buzzing about this occasion.
I am, yeah. I think it's a really exciting period for the club at the moment. And to win a European trophy is something that doesn't happen all the time. It's a big occasion for the club. And it's the spin-offs that come off that. I mean, you know, Champions League next year is exactly what the club deserve and where it should be. And there's so much to look forward to. But it's a big game for so many reasons. But I'm looking forward to this one.
I want to hear you go ballistic on commentary when the Reds score, Michael. Good luck with that with BT Sport tomorrow night. And, of course, 9,000 Reds packed in the Echo Arena as well, which is screening the BT Sport coverage back there as well. So, of course, it is problems tickets-wise getting tickets out there. But it's good that there's a destination here where that game is going to be screened in the city. Michael, thank you very much indeed for your time. Enjoy the game.
No problem, Steve. Thanks,
take care. Bye-bye.